B-Pod Studios.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, Zo.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Happy birthday, Deedle.
All right. All right.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
We'll get to that later.
No, don't mention. It's like Michael Scott from The Office.
I'm surprised there's not a Beetle card out here that we could sign. The Beetle brought in, put it on a tripod.
Like a 9, 8, and a 5? Like giant
no, like one of those
numbers, like training camp for Brady?
No, like the foam board. Yes, like the 12. And then we could have David downstairs put it in the back of a, you know, one of those Beasley
and drive
vans.
It right to
and
the
drive
dumpster.
Drive it right to your house.
You spent a lot of time watching the Red Sox this weekend?
Hell no. Oh, a busy sports weekend. Saturday was, I don't even know what time the game was on. No. The answer is no. Opening day's tomorrow. Opening day.
They won yesterday.
Opening day of the baseball season for me is tomorrow. Like, that's okay.
Well, then it's perfect for you. The Red Sox haven't lost a game yet.
Yes. That's right.
They're 3-8 right now.
Yeah.
Is that good?
No. No. What is that? What?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. So I saw Rich put this real quick on Twitter. So there's a vape pen.
Yeah.
With the marijuana in here that was, you were here last week with me.
Yeah, we found it on the floor. It's still here.
Right here.
I figured it was a weekender that would come back and claim it.
I thought it was Rich trying to get just high. He can't get high. It's crazy.
Oh. They're 3-8. They're not good to this point.
Well, I mean, and I said this, and I said two or three times through the rotation, and let's see what the hell happens.
Yeah, you're giving them 3 weeks, which is absolutely absurd.
I'm not overreacting. I'm not doing it. And maybe it's because I'm conditioned that way with the Patriots. Like, I expect them to suck in September and then find a way to crank it up. Not even relative. It's not even the same sport.
All right, it's very early. It's very early. I recognize that.
Are they good on paper?
They are a great team on paper.
Good.
Great. And there's so many bad teams in the American League.
That's why I'm not panicking.
You just kind of say, well, water seeks its level, and you go from there, right? Like, it's going to turn around at some point. Getting home will obviously help that, I think, in some way. But I'm going to be concerned if it doesn't. I'll be concerned if they come home and they don't start winning games.
Who win it now?
Yeah. So what do you think the reaction is tomorrow at Fenway?
It's opening day.
Yeah.
Well, here's the problem. And on my 2-hour commute on the way in, I had the weather up on my
did you?
On my Tahoe.
And what does it say?
It went from 53 to 48 to currently right now it's 43 or high tomorrow with wind and slight rain.
Oh, so the weather is going to suck.
Weather is going to blow.
Is it going to rain?
Supposed to have showers off and on. Now, that's what it said on my truck. I didn't go to weather.com or anything. The weather's changed hourly here.
Your truck weather is not accurate.
Why go in that? You know, you press the little thing on Mike. I got the nice.
Yeah, you've got a real good question there. I like that. Your question being, I don't know where that weather comes from.
I don't know
who's standing behind that forecast.
I don't. It could be all screwed up.
I don't know who it is. Give me that weather.
We'll check it out more as our show goes on for 4 hours. We're going to be a lucky strike tomorrow.
I'm looking at it.
We'll be down there regardless.
A chance of precipitation 70% tomorrow.
Yeah.
PM afternoon, light rain, high of 43.
Well, if you haven't looked outside, today
low in the upper 30s.
Today will help for tomorrow's weather. I mean, it's not like you're going to be soaked anyway by today's outcome.
It looks like it's going to be today's weather again tomorrow.
Who's pitching tomorrow? Oh, it's Chris Sale. You know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be watching that radar gun.
I'm sure that velocity is going to be way up.
Hey, if you're nesting, you say, hey, this is John Henry calling the TV booth. Can you guys please increase the mile per hour gun? Just add another 4 to it because I don't want to hear it tomorrow. Come on. He should be all right. He should be amped up and ready to go tomorrow.
What do you think?
I don't care
what do you think 43 in rain does for velocity?
Not good, but I mean, you should have some. You should have some adrenaline cranking tomorrow if you're him, right?
Well, he's 0-2. He's 0-2 with an ERA of 8. I would say that that's probably enough reason to get cranking.
Yeah, I thought it. I was at the opener last year, and it was chilly, and it was cold, and it was windy. And David Price had that mitt popping. He came out humming last year. So I expect Chris Sale to do the same tomorrow. I do. It's a home opener. Be ready to go for snow showers, right? What, he didn't pitch in October? Hey, come on. This guy should be ready to go tomorrow.
This is what Chris Sale said in Pedro Gomez's piece on ESPN, which is titled, "What's Going On with the World Champion Red Sox?" He tells Pedro Gomez, "Can you tell the fans we've played exactly zero games at home this season?" Chris Sale.
What does that mean? You're supposed to lose on the road?
I don't know. I guess that means it's okay to open up 3-8 on the road because they were on the road. You know, when one of their team broadcasters, who will remain nameless, so because I don't know his name, but said, I heard.
TV, a radio?
On one of the broadcasts that, you know, like it was a tough break for the Red Sox to open up on the road as if. Like they were dealt.
That's not Joe.
No, remain nameless because I don't know their name.
Well, it's got to be Lewin. I think he's the guy. To
is
open
that the
up.
Other guy?
Yeah.
Okay. He's good, by the way. Credit to him.
He sounds like B-Rob. I can't.
Very energetic though. He brings
B-Rob.
Energy. I'm glad he's there.
He's B-Rob and energy. Yes.
But I disagree with that take. Like they opened up on the road. So what?
You can't say.
Would
that.
You rather have been at Fenway 10 days ago? What was the weather 10 days ago? Oof. Forget that. What are you, stupid?
You can't
Come
say,
on.
You can't say that when last year you pound your chest about how damn good you were in spring training. Like that, and that's what Cora did. And I'm not taking it back to Cora, but he's the one that said, hey, you know, we kicked ass in spring training. Look at the record. We got the best record at spring training. And they came out of the gate 18-2. I don't know. You've never been in a hotel? You just got done living 6 weeks away from home and family.
I don't get that.
You know what I mean?
So, as an athlete, when do you really look at the schedule as an athlete? What part of the, like, is it preseason or is it before preseason?
When it comes out. We started looking at it, what comes out, because when the hell are we going to Buffalo? Oh, God, please tell me we're not going to Denver.
I feel like baseball's so long, and it comes out before the previous season's ended, that they probably start looking at it either heading into spring training or right at the beginning of spring training. All right, what does our first few weeks look
this
like?
This tells me.
And this was a, quote-unquote, scheduled bad road trip.
Get it out of the way.
Sucks,
it was a scheduled bad road trip.
Scheduled a bad road trip to start
from
the year.
From all the stuff about the travel and all the stuff that they've talked about so far, it seems like the players already had it in their mind. Oh, this is going to suck. We're going to be on the road forever.
Mass said it last week. Get it out of the way. You don't care about it because you know what? The Yankees haven't gone out there yet. They still got to do it. Everybody else does. Everybody's got to go out west. And then you're going to have 80 of your last, 150 at home?
Okay. Well,
that's what Chrisell's saying.
They had light at the end of the tunnel on Friday going into Arizona, right? There was light at the end of the tunnel. Okay.
We said it. Don't F it up.
Get through the weekend. Let's get home.
Don't F it up.
Right? We got a terrible team. Let's end on a high note here. What did they do? They dropped Friday night's game 15-8. They allowed 15 runs to those bums. Arizona sucks. That is a bad baseball team. And they went in and dropped the first two. And got a run yesterday. Good pitching. Five different pitchers contributing to get the win.
Three hitter. But, see, here's your tough
part. Oh, my God. What's your excuse over the weekend?
I don't know.
We've been on the road for a while.
I am so
now we're worn down from being on the road. What was the excuse in the beginning? Oh, mentally it was tough because we knew we were going on the road. What? Chris Sale, I think that quote sucks. You tell everyone that we haven't played a home game yet? Oh, poor you. You won 108 games last year.
Well, it's his mound tomorrow.
A lot of the wins last year were on the road, if memory serves.
Yeah, you did get
it. I have the schedule in front of me. But you know, they lost like two series all of last year, I think. I mean, did they ever get swept? They got swept once or twice.
They never lost four
They
in
never
a row.
Lost four in a row. They've already done that. They did that
in
the first week this year. They got it out of the way.
That's good. Just get it out of the way. Right?
Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
They're just, I mean, I understand being opposed to admitting that you're playing poorly so early on in the season or saying that, you know, things are bad right now because you're just kind of, you know, finding your way and just, but so much of the team has returned.
This is
everything that was there on that 108 win team, for the most part, is back. The key pieces are back. Your starting pitching is there. Your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys are there. Everything is, to me, it just seems like you're being intellectually dishonest as a player or a manager or anyone else to not admit that there's something off.
This enlightens
There's something
me.
Off.
This
yeah, there's something me. Off. And it may not be anything that's all that terrible. It could just be what I think it is, which is this slow start is due to a lot of bad pitching at times, and that is due to the workload that they gave the guys in spring training. There is a hangover effect from their lack of work in spring training.
Then why was course,
which will probably then, resolve itself
and
soon.
And if that's the case, and you truly feel that way, we haven't pitched a game home yet, and everything's going to be fine. And Coors says the other day we're going to be fine. Why is he so pissed off at the end of last week? Because they're making stupid errors. This isn't even like there are times where they're allowing fly balls to fall. This enlightens me. You know what? And I thank Chrisell for that. Bring the Chiefs in. Sunday night football. Get them out of the way. Because if you get your ass kicked, just get it out of the way. Better to lose early than late, right? That's what we've learned. That's what we've learned around here. And you know, winning's enabled us. This is why I'm not freaking out, because this team could go run off 10 in a row. And then I'm going to look like the fool in 3 weeks. So I'm going to be hesitant to rip them. I want to rip them, but it's kind of hard to, because you know what they're going to be. And you said it. The rest of the league sucks. It's you and the Yankees and the Astros. That is it. Oh, go ahead. Yeah. Throw Tito in there. Maybe he can manage his way to be competitive. It's you and two other teams. And they know that. They mentally know that. And now it's up to Cora to get their asses going when they get home here. So I'm hesitant to rip them. I really am.
Last year, Cora had the whole blueprint. I know what it takes to get to the World Series. I've been there. We won the World Series last year. You know what he didn't do? Was return after they win in World Series, because he left to go to the Red Sox. So he doesn't know how to navigate that right now.
How hard it is to repeat.
I think it's a really important point.
That is.
And you could easily draw a parallel to another Red Sox team that had a first-year manager win the World Series. That would be the 2013 Red Sox. And then what happened in 2014? We'll get to that. We'll get to Alex Cora and also David Price, who's got some comments about where the team is at and the reception they will get tomorrow at Fenway Park. 617-779-0985. All right. Are the Red Sox in trouble? Are they in trouble, or is this going to resolve itself soon? We're talking about that to start the day on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Right.
You held it in
good music, sis.
It's birthday playlist day, my friend.
Wait a minute. Time out.
What are you timing out?
Did he come up with this? Or?
Oh, no. I told him what.
So you've pre-planned your own birthday playlist.
Well, yeah. Hardy did it a week ago, so it reminded me to do it. Wow. Instead of scrambling like we do every time one of us has a birthday around here.
Or Memorial Day weekend, where I'll hurry up and come up with your four songs.
Right, where we all scramble. I'm like, you know what?
Let's go.
This morning, I'm like, you know, let me jot down 10 or 12 songs.
Let me jot down Brandy. Oh, you went to Yacht Rock last night, too.
I did.
We'll get to that.
They're looking for you, buddy. They're looking for you.
I spent the day in New Bedford. That was fun.
Congratulations.
New Bedford, good town.
Congratulations.
Really good little fishing village down there south of the city.
So we told you. What? Huh? South Coast?
They call it the South Coast.
That is the coastal area?
Yeah. Yeah, New Bedford.
Notice hit the water. Yeah, right there. We drive through there sometimes going to Cape.
What the hell?
There's a McDonald's on the way.
There's a 99.
Got a few fishing boats.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, a few fishing vessels come in and out of there, from what I understand.
Be back my Filet-O-Fish.
Yeah. 617-779-0985. We told you what Chris Hill wanted everybody to know, and that is, can you tell the fans we've played exactly zero games at home this season?
What does that mean?
Which is his excuse for why they sucked on the road in our 3-8.
Doesn't that say something? Great. Like, we're a bad road team, but we're good at home. Like, I don't expect that from him. I really don't.
Pedro Gomez, ESPN, wrote, with the Red Sox finally able to play a game at Fenway Park on Tuesday, the question is, what type of reaction will they receive from their normally fervent fans? Cheers, I hope, David Price says. Cheers, I hope. He says, I don't think anybody has ever gotten their World Series rings and gotten booed, so I think we'll get cheered. That's a good answer.
Why is this even a story? Seriously.
Why? Because they've been so bad to start the year.
But you're getting honored for what baseball should change. You show up for spring training, I think you should get your rings there. Do a great party, blow it out, invite everybody's family, give them the rings first week of spring training, and then let them turn the page. Like, if you're going tomorrow, what are you going for? To see them get their rings, to see them drop the banners, to see what awful poem that Dick Flavin might have up his sleeve.
Oh, stop it.
Keith Lockhart will be there probably too, I'm sure. You're going to cheer them for what they did last year, right? It's a different crowd opening day. Home opener is a different crowd. We talked about this every year. It's a different type of crowd. It's a corporate crowd.
It's a different crowd, period, there these days.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're really going to go there to boo the team?
They don't often get booed at home ever anymore. I mean, growing up as a kid, that was like part of the experience was going and watching the team get booed.
Local beat writer wouldn't even write this.
What inning did they get booed?
Yeah.
Was what it used to be like.
Pete Abraham, he must be throwing axes at
Price. Price on the current situation. It's frustrating. Everybody in here is frustrated, but we've been through a lot together, this group of guys, over the past 2-3 years. So we'll be okay. I think everybody in here understands that, and we have to take it one game at a time, just like we did last year when we won 108 games and 119 in the season. World Series champions. We just need to get back home, and our fans will remind us how good we are.
I think that's
a good answer.
That's an outstanding answer.
That is a really good answer from him.
Take out the World Series champions, because that's last year. Now you're still like hung up on last year. Everything prior to it, 98% great. That's a great answer by him. It really is. See, he's deferring to last year again. Now you keep reminding him, it's not last year. You've turned that page. You're 11 games in, man. You're 3-8. 3-8's not good. But like I said, I don't want to rip them now because 2 weeks can come back and bite me in the ass. Because they should turn it around by the end of the month.
So he says, yeah, of course there's frustration. We're frustrated with this. You know, this
should be.
This impacts us. We want to be able to turn this around. Meanwhile, the manager, Alex Cora, says, quote, there's no frustration. We just keep grinding. We show up tomorrow. We'll go home. We'll see the family on Monday, hang out with your kids, all of that. Kind of put everything into perspective and move forward. How is he not frustrated? I mean, I feel at times like he's going to sell us on everything's fine.
Well, I mean, that's part.
It's good.
Isn't that part of his gig? But what we loved about him last year was everything was off the cuff. And it's like right there. He put it out in front of you. There's no BSing. There's no John Farrell protecting of players. You know, making up words,
at
making
least
long
Cora
words, putting you to sleep when he talked.
Is shooting down all this West Coast crap.
Well, he was pissed off last week. That's what's good.
We don't travel in the middle seats, and we don't stay in motels.
Ooh,
said Cora. The way they treat us in the clubhouse is 5 stars. So it's what the schedule says, and it's 11 games on the West Coast. We're not making excuses. We're just not playing well. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad he said that. Because that's the truth.
Them not playing well, them playing stupid baseball, you know, not running the bases the right way, not calling for balls out in the field, not playing good defense, that's reflective on him. It's his job to have them ready to go mentally. That's mental part of the game. He can't physically do it for him, but mentally he could get them ready to go.
So as far as the start of being a team coming off a World Series win, the 2014 Red Sox, over the course of the late end of March when they started their year and the month of April. So through the end of April, that team was 13-14. A game below 500. And they never really recovered from it. Here's what they were month by month. In May, 13-15. In June, 12-16. And then it really went south after that. And obviously there were trades made and things of that nature. But they never really dug themselves out of that. And so it was one team that sort of went through everybody and had a great year in 2013 and then didn't really know how to handle it in year two. So to say that Alex Cora doesn't know how to handle year two is sort of correct because he left Houston and came here, right?
Yeah.
left Houston, came to Boston, wins, and then it's the...
That's a good point by Jim.
Now yes. What?
That's what he has to learn. And I think, you know, you learn on the fly and you fix it, and that might make him a better manager in 2 years. I mean, you're given a good team. You're given talent. You know, part of the job is easy for him. It's nice to have, you know, an owner and a GM that's going to go out and help you get good talent.
And we said all those things in 2014. Are they pressing? Are they pressing? Are they holding the bats a little too tight?
When you get your ass,
are they mentally getting impacted, you know, by the fact that they're not sitting there with a better record? I mean, all those things came up, and I feel like we're already sort of talking about those things, which is why I think they've got to turn it around quickly. I'm not giving them the month of April, though.
Right. Oh, I'm not either. But, I mean, I think you'd be a moron to go there and boom tomorrow.
Oh, really. Yeah. By the way, I don't think that's going to happen. No, I don't think there's any shot that happens.
How about pregame versus during game, though? Pregame,
well, they get their ass swept in the first round.
But Chris Sale coming out and saying that we haven't played a home game yet, if he goes out and gets ripped in the first inning for a few runs,
getting booed off,
maybe you get a few boos at that point.
I don't think he deserves it. In-game
reaction. In-game reaction, and you're there. And you're reacting to the game as you see.
I don't think anybody on this team.
If you're going to cheer home runs, why shouldn't you have
the right to boo? I don't think anybody on this team is worthy of being booed tomorrow for anything.
Oh, during a game?
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Oh, man. Come on. That's weak. Now you're becoming one of those people.
I don't think I am. No, I don't. I don't believe that because, again.
So you would sit there and take a six-inning suckfest and just sit there and
nothing changes a month from now. And we're in the second week of May. Then maybe I'll have a different opinion of it. But tomorrow, no. It's too early in the year. No,
I feel like if they're getting blown out, you're going to hear groans and you're going to hear boos.
Oh, you should. They don't deserve to get booed. Weather-wise, too, you're going to be miserable with the weather.
They don't deserve to get booed. It's the first time they played in the ballpark since they won the World Series. Come on.
Get the hat for your birthday?
No, I didn't. I've had this
hat.
I've sitting on this on the shelf for a while. I saw it there. I said, you know, I haven't worn this hat.
Well, Celtics seem to.
And the Celtics, to me, by the way, had some positive developments over the weekend outside of the Marcus Smart thing. Well, we'll get to that too. It's all in the way, though. Don't you worry. Joe and Revere on the Red Sox. Are they in good shape, Joe?
Hey, guys, what's up, man?
My man.
Listen, I'll tell you. They had a slow start. They played like crap the whole 2 weeks. But they're going to come home. They're going to play Toronto. They'll sweep Toronto because Toronto's terrible. And then they got Baltimore.
They should have swept Arizona. Yeah.
They were going to sweep Arizona, Joe.
No, you're right. You're right. They should have swept Arizona. I wish they would have at least took two from Arizona, but they didn't.
Sweep Toronto. It's like 2 games.
That's life.
That's what people say, Hardy. That's life.
Them and Toronto are tied for last, right?
Yes. Same record. Yes.
Same record. So they're going to take these two. They'll be 5-8, and then they'll play Baltimore. They'll sweep Baltimore because Baltimore is just as bad.
I wish I could agree with you and be like, yep, they will. I just don't know right now. I have no idea.
Who knows? But that's life.
But the pitching will get better. It has to get better. And they will have plenty of bad teams on their schedule. Dave is in Lynn. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, a big difference between this year's team and 13 or the year after was they jettisoned 80% of their starting pitching after that year. This year, all the pitching is still there. What it was is that they just didn't pitch them enough in preseason. They did want to save them. Unfortunately, you lose on the beginning part of the season, but there's nothing wrong, you know, with these guys foundationally. There's no injuries. It's because of lack of preparation. Everybody else that's playing right now in the league is game ready. The pitching is just starting to come around. Within 2 or 3 weeks, these guys will be over 500 again. Again, there's no injury. They're the same team, and they're going to be playing teams that they'll be able to get right back in a rhythm with. Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay, Dave, that part about starting pitching being jettisoned is not true.
Well, didn't they kind of ease off him last year, too? Didn't they talk about that? I know it was more Chris Sale-based, but...
Buchholz, Lester, Lackey were the top three guys on the staff. They were the same top three guys in both 13 and 14.
It was the attitude that settled in.
The same three guys, though.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what to make of that. In 2013, it was Ryan Dempster. In 2014, I think Peavy got more starts was still there.
You take out the way they went through, you know, Houston and New York and eventually win the World Series last year. You take that out of it. You could almost say that you'd probably feel more comfortable with those big three as opposed to your big three heading into another year, you know, post-championship-wise. You know, looking at Lackey, Lester, and Buchholz. Probably felt pretty good with those guys. You did. That was the attitude that went awry. So.
We're going to get to who jacked it over the weekend, by the way. My lead is growing. That and also David Price has a complaint about Major League Baseball. A complaint about Major League Baseball as it relates to Mookie Betts. We'll tell you what he had to say on that. All that's coming up next after these headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub presents Zolak and Bertrand's Who Jacked It?
And that ball is out of here. A home run for Mookie Betts. It's gone, Mitch Moreland. That ball is gone. Mitch Moreland with a home run.
Who jacked it?
I'm starting to think I'm going to run away with this thing. But then I remember.
One of my players had his kid scratch him in the eye.
As the old saying goes, you can't win the division in April, but you can lose it. I don't think I can win it, but I'm starting to think you two might be able to lose it. You know,
it gives me hope that you're David Ortiz.
Tell me when they play a home game, Beetle. Just tell me when they play a home game.
You're right. I mean, but who am I to brag?
Didn't even start
they haven't even played a home game yet.
Yeah, season didn't even start.
Haven't even played a whole game.
I haven't looked at the numbers. What are the numbers?
Do your team didn't jack it this weekend? They didn't reach back and jack it?
You're telling me no one jacked it on Saturday night?
My team jacked it twice the entire year. I can't believe they've only jacked it twice.
My lead is now I have the most home runs with 6, 3 for JD Martinez and 3 for Mitch Moreland. Zoe, you've got 2, both for Mookie Betts.
Why's Hardy's picture? He looks like a PGA Tour guy.
Hardy has 1, in that being a home run from Xander Bogaerts. 6-2-1.
It gives me hope that your Ortiz came out of the gate slow as hell, and people were talking about like an outright release and anyone on a tear.
Brock Holt.
Yeah, heat it up, baby.
Your guy Brock Holt, by the way, is on the...
The little warrior. He's a little leader part 2.
Not really, the disabled 2.0. List. The injured list. He's on the injured list because his kid poked him in the eye and scratched his cornea. And he can't see well.
It's a kid doing around on
Yet
the road.
He decided
what the
to play
kid doing around on the road?
And go 1-for-16 over the first week
Why's
of
the
season.
Kid on the road?
Why did he play? It sounds like it happened before the season started.
Oh.
From what I read. He's been playing with it.
I
didn't read the details. Oh, okay. So he's having trouble seeing. All right.
So he's had an issue seeing. And he said, I was hurting the team by being out there. You think? you couldn't see. So I couldn't even see the spin on the baseball. Oh, okay. You probably should have shut it down a little earlier.
No.
So that's not going to help you. So I'm really sorry about them. Sorry to hear that, Zoe. You've only got 1.
That's all right. They'll start jacking it soon.
I'm out to a commanding lead in who jacked it. 617-779-0985. David Price has a complaint about Major League Baseball.
What now?
He says that Major League Baseball needs to market Mookie Betts and other black players better.
God.
He says, quote, market the African-American stars in baseball better, Price said, and the other players, everybody, market us better. Mookie Betts doesn't have a single commercial. He's one of the most marketable people in all baseball. He plays for the Red Sox, and he's African-American. 0 commercials.
How many white guys do you know that play baseball that you have a memorable commercial other than that weird one that Bryce Harper was in?
He says,
wasn't even any good.
A very likable person. He could be the face of baseball and 0 commercials. He just won MVP. MLB needs to step up.
So Ken Griffey Jr. was completely marketed differently, and guys like Derek Jeter or, if you're a Yankee. So So Mookie Betts now all of a sudden, and this is, I think this is part of the problem here, where you look at the players that you have, and Mookie's a great player. I think he's on the verge of exploding, and from a national standpoint, you become the MVP a year ago. Now you go on a run. He's going to get marketed. Why does Price got to? Why does he got to make this an issue?
Because he's not being marketed.
Because he's not visible.
And Griffey
anywhere.
And Jeter were Tilly, being marketed Gibby, at the
heavily,
time. So yeah,
heavily. Other than like, were they?
Yes, they were on everything.
Baseball hasn't figured out a way to get their faces and players out there so people know them.
But that's baseball. This isn't, I don't think it's a race
thing. That's what he's talking about.
Okay.
He plays baseball.
I know. Yeah, thanks. But I think he's making it more about, you know, making it more about race as
opposed to. Well, he is to a degree.
Yeah.
Which goes back to, if you remember Chris Rock, a couple of years ago? Coming out and talking about baseball's problems. I think we have the sound. We can play a clip for you. And I know that once you hear it, it'll jog your memory right away. Basically what Chris Rock said, if I could summarize it, he said, what is black is cool and baseball is not marketing the guys they have that are cool, basically was what he was saying. And so I think David Price is right in the sense that you don't see Mookie Betts on anything.
I just think
there
it's
are only
across
two
the
guys.
Board.
There are only two guys in baseball that I can recall ever seeing in some sort of promotional marketing outside of like the game itself. It's Harper and it's Trout. And I would say Harper is more visible than Trout. And Trout's the far better player. Those are two guys I can remember seeing. And Harper has got sort of a personality. He's sort of taken on that whole a-hole thing. Which makes him marketable, which makes him interesting.
Hair, you got the hair, and you got a little attitude.
Love like him Mookie, or hate him, Mookie's interesting.
Mookie's got the smile, but other than that, I could hear Mookie talk. I don't at times know it's him talking. When you know, you'll be sitting there, you'll drive in a car, you'll hear an interview, like a post game or something. Okay, that is Betts. Okay, let me hear again. Yeah.
All right, here's Chris Rock from a couple of years ago.
I don't care about any of this as a black guy. I care about this as a baseball fan. We don't really need baseball, but baseball needs us. Fact is, black America decides what's hot and what young people get excited about. Ask the men's golf tour or the women's tennis tour. Why don't you just ask Mitt Romney? You lose black America, you lose young America. And make no mistake, baseball is losing. Yeah, the owners made more money than ever last year. But while they were celebrating, kids were skateboarding away. Little League participation has fallen 20% since 1995. World Series viewership is down 50% during the same time. Of the people who still watch baseball on TV, 5 out of 6 are white, and their average age is 53. That's not an audience. That's a Tea Party rally. Baseball is dying. Literally. Maybe if baseball gets a little hipper, a little cooler, just a little more black, the future can change. But till then, blacks and baseball just ain't a good match anymore. Blacks don't seem to care, but baseball should be terrified.
That was 4 years ago, April of 2015.
Nothing's changed.
They didn't take any of his
advice.
But
that's baseball. I think it's
nothing has changed.
I think it's a sport.
The average age was 53 then? Okay, that means it's 57 now. Because it hasn't changed.
It's getting older.
Everyone just got 4 years older.
It is, but I don't think you look at it and say, well, here's our target demo. We can't market these players because they're angry. Angry older men won't like that. I don't think baseball sits there. I just think they sit there and take the money.
No, but they don't use what is obviously handed to them on a platter, which is young Mookie Betts, million-dollar smile. Why are they not using that guy to their advantage?
I don't know.
And
but
I think
maybe,
that's David Price's complaint.
And maybe
he's right.
Maybe it's more directed to the Red Sox, too. I mean, should they be doing more? Like, I see more stuff sometimes out there, put out there about Brock Holt doing this or signing stuff up coming out of a dugout. And he does a lot of stuff off the field, and he's kind of their ringleader for all the efforts and going to see kids, and he does a great job at it. You know, like Gronkowski does. You know, like, he's their sort of Gronk as far as, you know, the volunteerism and their ability to get out in the community and do stuff. Holt kind of leads that up. And I understand why you compliment that. But, like, Mookie Betts should be on the side of every – anytime you go into like a dunk and you pick up a cup, you know, number 50 should be on there, something. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's part of the Red Sox problem that you sort of just promote the team, the brand, the Red Sox, the B. Like that, you're one of the most historic teams. You and the Yankees, American League East, two most marketable teams. Maybe you should do more for them. I don't know. Maybe it's more Reds. Maybe it's more of a complaint towards the Red Sox than just a general a complaint about Major League Baseball. I just think the sport in itself makes you sit there and sort of yawn. You know, there's not that much. You know what's exciting? Mookie trying to stretch 2 into 3. That's exciting. And he gets ripped for it. I don't know, but I know it's the time of game.
617-779-0985. Got some follow-up thoughts on what David Price had to say, and also a reminder of what Rob Manfred said during the World Series last year on the topic, which I think proved he and baseball are very much out of touch on the issue.
That's the Trout thing, right?
All of that on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tell you where Rob Manfred's an idiot again. You know I don't like Rob Manfred. Remember what he said about Mike Trout last fall? Do you remember?
I do. He needs to be more.
He was to blame the best player in all of baseball.
Blame him for not wanting to do enough.
It was his fault for not being marketed because the player didn't want to do whatever it was that was being asked of him.
Yeah.
Put it on the player. Blame the player.
That really hurt his earning potential.
A great idea. No, I think that's fabulous when you're the commissioner of the sport to say, well, don't look at me. Don't look at me. It's Mike Trout's fault. His quote was, player marketing requires one thing for sure, the player, Manfred said earlier in the day. You could not market a player passively. You can't market anything passively. You need people to engage with those whom you are trying to market in order to have effective marketing. We are very interested in having our players more engaged and having higher profile players and helping our players develop their individual brand. But that involves the player being actively engaged. Mike's great. Great player and a really nice person. But he's made decisions about what he wants to do and what he doesn't want to do and how he wants to spend his free time and how he doesn't want to spend his free time. That's up to him. So he blamed the player for not wanting to spend enough of his free time marketing himself, as if what he does on the field is not enough to market. I get it. If you're talking commercials, the player's got to commit to a day of filming a commercial, right?
Yeah.
I get that. And Mike Trout maybe has not wanted to commit to that. So what does he do? He blames the player because he knows that Major League Baseball is not doing a good job.
Then bitch at one of your sponsors or get one of your prime sponsors to pony up the money. That guy'd show up in a day. Don't give me that crap.
Do you remember that Senate hearing?
I really don't want to do it.
Did you guys, Hardy, did you see that Senate hearing on Facebook when Zuckerberg went there and all these dopes in Washington didn't understand how to use Facebook?
Oh.
Right? You remember hearing that?
Yeah. Some really good questions. Some really informed questioning of Zuckerberg.
I think Rob Manfred would have fit in perfectly on that panel. He would have been one of those guys up there questioning Zuckerberg, not understanding, like, Facebook.
You think Manfred sits in his office, does this?
Because this is what he said. This is what he said that same day back in October.
Put an envelope and call courier to go deliver this down the street.
He's like your boy, Michael Scott. Rob Manfred said, the league has, quote, innovative programs that they're working on for next year, talking about this very season, to provide additional support to players who are interested in being out there and marketing themselves. He told Golic and Wingo that day, the league will be providing players. Listen to this. This is the best. This is my favorite. Support on social media with video highlights. Things they can grab and get out there if they want to do it, if they want to put that out there.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael Scott can speak to that.
No other service is providing that right now.
Their innovative program is to give them their own highlight clips to send out on social media.
You know what the hell
of
it is?
Wow, that is innovative.
The hell of it is.
That is thinking outside the box, my friend.
Major League Baseball was at the forefront of a lot of technology going back
20 years,
10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
They really were. I mean, streaming games online and stuff that we all just
MLB
take for
Advanced
granted
Media
now.
Handles the streaming for other leagues.
Yes. I mean, it was like legit, but for him now to say, we're going to help these guys like get highlights to their fans. We're all set with that. That we've got. Like,
they should hire.
That's your answer?
Seriously, yeah. You want to promote some? Hire Jared Karabas full time from Barstool. You talk about a guy that's into it that tweets out every freaking video of every highlight comes in. I get more out of him than I get from MLB.
So
or anybody else?
I think that it's important.
Do you follow MLB?
No, but like I'll go.
Well, that there, no, well, there's
a part of a problem.
So you don't understand. I don't have to because most of the people I follow retweet all that stuff, so I get it all.
Well, that's where MLB doesn't
get it. And I'm following more than 69 people.
I will say this. I did see something social media-wise from MLB that surprised me yesterday. They were playing up and having fun with the Yasiel Puig fight in the Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game.
Pittsburgh,
which I'm not sure their accounts would have ever done in the past. And I saw that, and it caught my eye, and I thought, well, there's a change. There you go.
Yeah.
Way to be.
Yeah, hang it in the loof.
Don't pull it off of YouTube every time somebody posts it on YouTube, and don't pull it down from social media when people post it when they're not like with
exactly
not outside of their feed. That's the problem. They don't allow
let
that
them have it.
Generic like organic marketing that would happen because they take everything down.
Let them have it. The Jared Karabases of the world put little clips on Instagram or on Twitter or whatever it is he wants to do with
capital
them,
letters
and let him promote the game and just let it happen authentically like that. But the other part is to go back to the game itself. Right? Because you're talking about highlights, and this is my issue with David Price. David, you are the first guy that will fight back against things like a pitch clock in this game. So you can on one hand say, market the guys better, market the guys better, because he is right. Yeah, they do need to market their players better. But number two,
keep the game boring.
You're being a hypocrite because you're the first guy who is going to shout down a pitch clock and say that you're going to break the rules, bend the rules, circumvent those rules to keep doing what you're doing, and those rules could be put in place to make your product more attractive to a younger audience.
Point.
So that's where I find it sort of fraudulent.
Hypocrite, yeah.
Go, don't go in halfway, go all in. You can't market the sport and market the players, and then you draw people to the sport, and kids check out the sport and then say, oh, this is slow and boring, I'm not watching this. You can't have that. If you want to bring them in, if you want to draw them in, you've got to give them something that they watch and stick with, which is so hard to do because attention spans are shorter than ever. So that's my gripe with Price. You're the first guy to fight back and speak out against these rule change proposals. And by the way, your commissioner is the first guy to cave on them. Innovative. The innovative plan to put their clips on social media. Woo, that's really going to bring him in. Mm. That is innovative.
Here you got me clicking on that photo and zooming in because I couldn't believe how big Puig's legs were. He looks like a freaking fullback. See how thick his legs were? Like he's going to run someone over. Like, that's a man that's pissed. And how about those Pittsburgh Pirate uniforms?
Oh, the yellow with the stripes around
it takes
around
me
the
down back to the day of Omar Marino and Kent DeColvey and Willie Stargell and Dave Parker and not a single person in a seat at that ballpark.
We
that
are
ball
family.
Got jacked. Yeah. Not one, that beautiful ballpark, and not one person in a seat on a nice day.
It was rather empty.
Dead empty. Sad.
Well, it didn't look that nice, though. Was the weather good there yesterday?
Well, I would assume so.
I thought it was cloudy. It looked kind of crappy.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. Hardy has headlines. We'll continue with your Red Sox calls throughout the day. We do want to touch on the Celtics, who had another injury over the weekend. This time it's Marcus Smart, and also the Celtics win over the Pacers. They also have locked up the number 4 seed in the Eastern Conference. We'll talk about all this in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.